Now, as the beloved ascended Jesus Christ speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our beloved mighty I Am presence to pour forth every blessing our life streams can give to him, to fulfillment of his every call, fulfillment of our calls, and the fulfillment of the great divine plan to raise this world and all upon it into the ascended masters, octave of the ascension forever. Beloved ones of our hearts, tonight, in the mighty release from the great central sun, it is forever pouring its love to the universe around you. May the fullness of everything that the heart flame of the great central sun can give come into the lower atmosphere of earth, enter into the structure of earth itself, consume as rapidly as possible everything that mankind has imposed upon the powers and nature and forces of the elements by the discord of war and selfishness and violence. And tonight, may the great cosmic legions of fiery Christ blue lightning love come in and around you all, every one of you, individually and collectively, and seal you in whatever intensity of our sacred fire love makes you feel it and blazes through you our victory and our control of manifestation around you. There must come into this world more of our sacred fire love to overcome everything that is destructive or intended to be destructive. Therefore, the cleansing of the earth is not the work of a moment, because mankind has been misusing the great blessings of life for many centuries. But I assure you, there is the great central sun's heart flame, an action of that sacred fire love that can consume on an instant what mankind, by the misuse of life, has created and sustained for centuries. Now we come to the release of the great cosmic central sun's cosmic authority over all in this world and over mankind's use of what is in this world. So as the destructive forces of the outer world continue to misuse the energy of life, there must come every day through those who know this law a continual, constant consuming of the impurity and discord and destruction mankind has drawn into outer physical manifestation. Therefore, when you see destructive forces of the outer world or know of them destroying or planning to destroy more of the blessings that life has placed here, we ask you to call immediately for whatever great central sun, blue lightning, purity's annihilation is necessary to take the manifestation of discord out of any condition and every condition that is destructive that comes to your attention. We are in the universe, great beings, from the great central sun, we who are authority over the mankind of this world, we, the great beings from the great central sun, as well as myself, and those of the angelic host who minister with us, love mankind as the outer intellectual consciousness cannot comprehend. And therefore our love, because it is so much greater than mankind's consciousness, must of necessity be master of that consciousness. And so when you call forth our great central sun's sacred fire love that loves to consume everything that is wrong and takes it out of existence instantly as soon as it is called into existence here. Try to remind your intellect that our love and the power of the great central sun's energy and life acts instantly, just like you see lightning flash in the atmosphere. Whether it be just a flash of lightning or a stroke of lightning, matters not. It happens instantly. And I want to bring to your attention tonight our ascended master feeling, understanding, awareness, and conscious use of the instantaneous action from the great central sun of whatever is necessary to annihilate what the hordes of evil have created and that which they yet intend, both through war and through hate and through the diabolical activities of mankind's frightful misuse of life. So tonight, I give you my love, my ascended Jesus Christ love, of that fiery Christ, that great central sun's heart flame, the blue lightning presence of my love. And when I give you my love, it doesn't take time. I can send you my feeling on the instant and pass it through you to make you feel my presence. And so can the limitless legions of the angels of the sacred fire from the great central sun, whose sacred fire love is used throughout creation to produce perfection. And now there are those guarding legions of the angels of the sacred fire from the great central sun, whose use of that sacred fire is instantaneous and overwhelming to everything in physical manifestation. So tonight, I bring this to your attention, and that you may feel what the legions of our sacred fire love from the great central sun can do as you make your call to them to come into every physical condition in this world and establish within the structure of earth itself the great central sun's fiery Christ, blue lightning love's eternal purity. So when these legions move into outer physical conditions on the surface of the earth, there comes with them this flash of flame, just like great rivers of that flame, of the sacred fire love from the great central sun, that is immortal purity, indestructible purity. And where it flashes through the structure of earth, it consumes the hatred and filth mankind has imposed upon the powers of nature and forces of the elements. Now this is what we call into outer physical conditions to stabilize certain activities in the ground structure of earth. But you can have this, beloved ones, to blaze into and around the physical bodies of the physical people in this world who are doing wrong. And if you will see this, just like a sudden river of blue flame and blue lightning of our ascended Jesus Christ, great central sun, master power flame that flashes into a condition and instantly annihilates what is wrong. If you will hold this picture, you make this call, and you stay with your command, we want to show you how quickly our love will answer your call when it is used and called into outer physical conditions to prevent the desecration of your nation and the desecration of the blessings in the rest of the world that allow it to survive. And there are limitless legions of the great central suns, fiery Christ, blue lightning flame of such love I shall stiffen instantly into inactivity anything and everything that is destructive. I want you to understand this, and I will try and remind you of it frequently, that you may use the fullest power of the great central sun's heart flame, the master power flame that comes instantly at your call and compels the annihilation of anything and everything that is not that purity and love and perfection of eternity. We want you clothed with the mightiest power of the great central sun's heart flame. This is your mighty I Am presence, great central sun source. And you can call to your beloved I Am presence to draw that, the mighty I Am presence of your own life streams, to draw the great central sun's master power flame of the heart of the great central sun into every physical condition with a conscious command that compels purification to blaze everywhere, the annihilation of all hate, the annihilation of all war, and the annihilation of everything that human creation intends to impose upon life. And blessed ones, there are limitless legions of such sacred fire, love's master flame. And when it comes into the physical conditions of this world, it is master. And it is everything the word mastery means. It is everything that is master of manifestation. And therefore it is the master control of everything in existence. And now to overcome some of the destructive problems that are within your nation, that are generated by hate and intended to desecrate anything and everything that acknowledges God. Ask this to come into the consciousness of every human being in this city, this nation, and the world, and blaze the great central sun's master power flame of indestructible purity into the consciousness of every part of life that denies the existence of God. You must take that consciousness out of life if light from the mighty I Am presence is allowed to come into the outer self and do that which is constructive. So in order to save the life streams that are embodied here and caught in the clutches of the sinister force, in order to save the nation and the world itself from the destructive conditions mankind has generated and is continually generating through war, there must come the release of the great central sun's heart flame, the master power flame that must flash and remove that which has opposed the perfection of life's divine plan. So, beloved ones, we can wrap this about each of you with a power that overcomes every physical thing in this world that is of human discord. And I bring it to your attention tonight that it may wipe out the memory of mistakes, of problems, and of limitations, and just fills you with the mastery of the Ascended Master's love, the mastery of the great central sun's master power flame. Keep acknowledging it and ask your beloved I Am presence to fill you with its own master power flame of such purifying love, and make your outer self all of its presence. And you will soon find that your instantaneous answer to your every call comes forth into outer physical conditions and is sustained to hold protection for all that fulfills the divine plan and protects and expands all that is constructive. This is your victory, beloved ones, and there's only one victory in all eternity. The great central sun's heart flame of the supreme love from whence you came is the only victory, the only mastery, the only perfection there is anywhere in infinite space or ever will be the rest of eternity. You can have the use of this, but it takes your conscious recognition, your love to it, your call for its action to manifest in the physical world, and acknowledge it always as your own beloved mighty I Am presence. Great central sun's heart flame, mastery over all of this world, and blaze the master flame of all creation into every physical condition that is wrong, with a conscious command that the ascended master's sacred fire presence takes the place of everything human. Call the ascended master's sacred fire presence to take the place of everything that is of human creation. And let us show you that which love, forgiveness, and mercy can do, that nothing else will do. Because as long as mankind keeps charging into the feeling world, the feeling of battle and impurity and defiance of the perfection of our love, then the more mankind needs this master power flame released through you who understand this law, the more the powers of nature need this master power flame to protect and expand everything that is constructive and to compel to cease to grow the things that destroy mankind, the things mankind misuses. Now, this is part of the fulfillment of your call to withdraw all destructive use of the free will from all life. Because I assure you, when you see what I refer to as the great central sun's master power flame, the mightiest in all creation of the sacred fire's love, you won't need anything else. You won't want anything else. And you will find your beings and worlds are sealed within our ascended master consciousness, and we can clothe you with any amount of power to overcome destructive conditions in this world until the nation is purified and the earth is purified and raised into the peace of the ascended master's sacred fire love. Now, it matters not whether that is in your own individual life streams, your own affairs, whether it be in your own minds and bodies, whether it be in your business, your home, your outer world association, or whether it be in a city or a state or the nation of the world, matters not. If you want to be master over mankind's destructive conditions, then you're going to have to call for it. The great central sun's master power flame to make you master. And this is the mightiest love in all creation for all eternity. And when you understand it as power, the mightiest master power flame that makes you master over every destructive condition, fill yourselves with it, clothe yourselves with it, send it into everybody, everything you contact. And it can only raise everybody, everything into its own perfection. And there is not all mankind's evil put together can battle it or misuse it or prevent its consuming everything unlike itself. This is mighty victory's victory manifest. This is the mighty Saint Germain's violet flaming love. It's violet flame freedom. It's the love of the violet flame that brings freedom to all by its purity. And so, if you'll qualify everything with the great central suns, master power flame of whatever sacred fire love annihilates everything human wherever you go or before you go anywhere, fill yourselves with it, clothe yourselves in it, call it forth into everybody, everything, as the master power flame of the great central sun's heart flames love that makes you master over everything here. All you have to do is call, and it will answer you. And this is what I meant when I said, call unto me, and I will answer thee. This is what I meant when I said, the things I do, ye shall do, and greater things than these shall ye do. And that's what I meant when I said, now are ye the sons of God. You are the heart flames of your own blessed mighty I Am presence. Your own mighty I Am presence can draw forth from the heart center of the great central sun the master power of flame that makes you master over every destructive force in this world. And if you don't master it, it'll destroy you until you do, or will try to destroy you. If you don't make it, understand that you are the master presence of the sacred fires, master power of all creation. As long as you do not release it, you will have the destructive forces of the outer world to battle, to form mistakes, problems, limitations, and the things that cause such grief and distress and diabolical manifestations the sinister force has created. So in order to free the earth from the sinister force, there must come enough of this great central sun's master power flame from the heart of creation that releases the instantaneous fulfillment of the ascended master's divine plan. And the great central sun's heart flame of love comes here, and everything else ceases to be because it fills this world with the sacred fire of our perfection for eternity. This can be drawn in and around yourselves by conscious command to heal yourselves, heal everybody and everything, but you must feel it. And if sometimes you call for it just intellectually and you don't feel it, ask your mighty I Am presence to make you feel it. Or ask the ascended masters to make you feel it. If you don't feel it when you want to, ask your mighty I Am presence and us to make you feel our master power flame of the mightiest sacred fire love in all eternity and draw it here to do that which only it can do, and to release its mastery that wipes out mankind's human creation as quickly as possible. And in this, you can redeem many, many, many life streams, sometimes just by one call for enough of this to be released to cut a life stream free from the sinister forces' activities that have bound sometimes for centuries, many, many, many individuals. This is the master power of all creation. It creates only good. It is master over all evil. It is the life flame itself from the great central sun. And it is the great central's heart flame that gives your own mighty I Am presence, the flame of life into your own heart. And your own mighty I Am presence is this master flame the master power flame of your own life stream. And when you ask your mighty I Am presence to blaze this, and you send your love to the great central sun's heart flame, and ask its master power flame to blaze whatever is necessary to consume everything of human creation, wherever you go and to which you direct your attention, then there can come forth flash after flash after flash of this into outer world physical conditions and consume the things that have made mankind suffer and struggle and stay in limitation for centuries. And now I think it's time you're free. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? This is what I called for to attain my victory. It is what is still established in the etheric record of my ascension over the hill of Bethany. That flame is there for eternity. And none of mankind or all put together can ever change it. This master power frame is within every ascended master retreat throughout the world. You have part of it in your own heart. All I ask you to do is to draw more of it in and around yourselves and pour it into your nation, then into the world, the powers of nature and forces of the elements, with a conscious command to annihilate everything that is not that love for eternity. So, beloved ones, the limitless legions of the sacred fire love of the great central sun's master power flame can come in and around you, can surround anything that needs protection. And all it takes is your love to your mighty I Am presence and your love to the great central sun and your love to those legions to draw their presence here. To do that which forever compels human creation to be dissolved and consumed, and our perfection of eternity set you free and fill this world and set it free also. And so, as you use this to free conditions of the outer world from mankind's hatred and filth and frightful destruction through war, as you use it in outer world conditions, you automatically become a sun presence of more of its master power, its love, its purity. And then your invincible protection is forever the master presence that makes you victorious while you are yet here. And it is the master presence that raises you into our ascended master octave for eternity. And none can come into our ascended master octave but the purity and love of the sacred fire's master power flame. Your mighty I Am presence is that. Draw it, but use those words, because now you know that you must use mastery over these destructive forces in order to dissolve and consume them. And you cannot dissolve and consume them by fighting or criticizing or blaming or condemning something that has already been set into action to create destruction and desecration. There's only one thing that can consume everything that is wrong, and it is this master power flame. Your violet consuming flame is this. Your fiery Christ blue lightning is this. The Ascended Master's sacred fire love is this, and the Ascended Master's eternal peace is this. It is all the great central sun's master power flame of the sacred fire love. And enough of that drawn into the physical world will change anything and everything into our ascended master perfection, wherever it is called into action. So tonight, we offer it to you. We ask you to call it into outer physical conditions, that we may clothe you with its mastery and release through you the greater powers, not only for your protection, but for the protection of everything that is constructed within your nation, that the nation may survive and freedom stay and control the conditions of this world until the ascended host come forth and forever hold command. So we clothe you in our own heart's flames of that supreme love, the master power flame, that says to every destructive thing, everything human, you have no power, cease existence. So when mankind wants enough of our love, it is in the universe and will come when mankind loves it enough to love it into outer physical world conditions, that its love may bring ascended master perfection here for eternity. So we clothe you in its master presence, and may it make you master over everything in the outer physical world conditions, until wherever you go, it just automatically goes before you and consumes everything that is not the perfection of the divine plan fulfilled, consumes everything human, and lets your mighty I Am presence release the victory of all that is divine. And then we can walk beside you. The angelic host become visible to you all, and the ascended masters once again dwell with mankind in outer physical conditions till all is purified and raised into the perfection that is the divine plan fulfilled by filling this world with our ascended master way of life. And there isn't but one way that has within it the perfection that all want, and it is only in the great central sun that that perfection forever pours forth to the manifested universe. So, blessed ones, keep calling forth. It matters not whether it be victory, protection, supply, healing, illumination, or the control of physical conditions. Keep calling, calling, calling. Your mighty I Am presence, great central suns, master power flame of whatever sacred fire loves, indestructible purity, we know forever sets you free. And to this end, do we give you everything and will remind you until you use it everywhere you go the rest of eternity. Thank you with all my heart. To you, beloved Master Jesus, blaze in and around us all continuously. Your ascended Jesus Christ, great central sun's master power flame of your sacred fire love, and wherever we abide, make it eternal to the earth and keep it expanding till no part of this world can be touched by human creation for any reason whatsoever. Clothe everybody and everything under this radiation, individually and collectively, in the great central sun's heart flame of your love, your sacred fire love, and manifest it through us until that all are ascended and free. We thank you forever. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with the limitless outpouring of the great central sun's master power flame of the mightiest sacred fire love in the universe. And wherever we abide, compel it to be there for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever makes us your victory and your obedience until this is accomplished for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, every being of love in the universe. And now, release enough to purify and save our nation, and let its master power flame fill our nation with the great simple sun's sacred fire love, in which nothing human can exist any longer for any reason. And we thank thee. And the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call it never before, for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in every activity of the sacred fire that comes under your direction, and let its love forever be an eternal part of this life, this world, and let all life here become the ascended master's purifying love and master presence of eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. Now, great beings and powers and legions of light, make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end do we dedicate it, to this end do we consecrate it, to this end do we serve, for this world and all upon it are ascended and free forever. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations that you know are necessary to give the ascendant master's ascension to this nation and this world as soon as possible, and make mankind awaken to the victory of the ascension, and give the cooperation by which the love of eternity raises all into its heart and makes each one the master of perfection for eternity. And we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey the heart center of creation, our heart's call, all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the great central suns, master power flame of whatever sacred fire loves sets our nation free. We thank thee forever. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the great central sun's master power flame of its almighty presence and victory blaze wherever we abide its almighty sacred fire love for eternity.